catching you up on everything you might have missed. It's the Christy and Bodge podcast on Hit FM.
Welcome, Christy and Bodge here. We had a big show. We talked to the most hated woman in the United Kingdom, Christy, about the surgery she wants done for her teenage daughter and their aspirations to get onto reality TV.
Absolutely crazy. And back to school for book week.
You were in your element. Kids were all over you. Also, $10,000. No, we're not giving it away. But if you spend more than that in cash, you might get in trouble with a new proposed law. We'll get into that as well.
And we play a game of who does it belong to determine who is the better liar between Bodge and I.
And do you know what? I thought that the better liar actually got stiffed in this one. So we'll see how that goes. Well, all that and more coming up.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Bodge.
On Hit FM.
We're crossing to the UK now to chat with a woman that's making headlines for the wrong reason.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
With your daughter, you're looking at some cosmetic surgery.
That's right. Kenesha's 14 and she just loves the cosmetic look. She loves like Kylie Jenner, Cardi B and all these sort of people. So she watches these people every day on Instagram, on YouTube. And I suppose that's where her inspiration comes from. She wants to be like them.
But they're terrible people.
Are they?
That's just the look that you see on Instagram. Now, Carla, you're not one to shy away from cosmetic surgery either. Do you think that it's mostly yourself that's influencing your daughter to want to look like that?
Oh, no. My daughter is so her own person. She's got more of a strong personality than myself. She knows exactly what she wants, and I will just support her in every way that I can. And whatever I say would never encourage my daughter. She's got her own personality. She knows what she wants. She'll do nothing to stop it until she gets it. So I'm literally here to support it.
When I was 14, I wanted to do unspeakable things to certain people because I was going through a whole load of hormonal changes. Mm. Doesn't mean it was the right thing to do. If I was to be, say I was your son, we'll do a little role play. All right, Carla, I'm your son. I'm calling you Mummy, all right? And I go, Mummy, Mummy, my little winky, right, isn't big enough. I want it bigger, okay? Can I go down the doctor's? Now, can I go down the doctor's and can we sort it out? I need a couple extra inches. Would you then go, yeah, of course you can, love.
I would say if you have got a small winky and you need that to be a bit bigger, when you're old enough, if it's really bothering you, yeah, I'll support you.
But that's
if
what
that
you...
If you happy, I'll support you.
That's what you just said there, though, Carla. As you get older, then I'll support you. So does this mean that Tanisha at 14 now, you're not letting her go and get the surgery now, you're letting her have it later?
No, you can't get the surgery now. It's illegal, you know, you can't. No one's going to do surgery on a 14-year-old. But when she gets of age, if she wants something done, I will guide her to go to the right people. It's like the same. I can't, like, some of the drama is so big, but at 16, people will, like, let their children have tattoos. They're permanent.
Mm, but if she wants the big bum and the big boobs, that's a permanent thing
she's 18.
Wait, Carla, what, she want a bum done as well?
Yeah, she wants a bum done.
What she wants Kardashian.
But don't forget, like you said, at 14, we change our decisions, like, you know, do it now. Right. Who knows? Time she's 16, she might go down the girl next door looking, might not want to do everything. She's beautiful, you know.
What do you even do to the bum though? What, you just go, you get a lift maybe or something?
No, they do implants.
She wants some implants put in.
Why?
Like a big Kardashian.
I had trouble sitting on the bog this morning. If I had great big bits of plastic in me as well, that's just more hassle.
You had to lift it up and get off the lift. Sorry, you're cracking me up.
But that's the thing. Even at 18, you're still growing. Your body changes, your face changes.
Yeah.
And why would you want to tamper with that growing process?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I advise her as best that I can, but I have literally said very openly, I will support her, and that's what's caused this massive backlash. What I believe in, I will preach, and I will just stand by my views. And, you know, I think Trish is one of many girls that want surgery.
Well, hang on.
Every girl you speak to want to be on reality TV. They want to look like a certain person. They walk around with filters. You know, we're all guilty of it.
You mentioned that in a magazine, the reports were that you said she isn't the most of academic girls, and so that's why she wants to go under the knife, because you think the ugly people will actually not go anywhere these days. Did you actually say that?
I did, but it was put out of context. Right, what I meant was ugly people, I mean within showbiz, don't get nowhere.
Well, I'll put you to rights there, because I'm doing very well, thank you.
But your daughter, Tanisha,
like, when you look at a program like Love Island, you pick me the fat one, you pick me the ugly one. There's never one.
Oh, yeah, but you know what?
Coincidentally, they all walk on Love Island with six packs.
Yeah, but
like, size eight.
But they're all terrible people, though. I'd rather a nice person.
Yes. No personalities.
You took down every reality star in one hit. That's great.
Your daughter is so beautiful, though. Like, she has amazing features. She even wants to go down the line of getting teeth veneers. That's absurd. When she's still so young, all you got to do is go and get braces, chuck them on, and get teeth whitening. Well, you don't need veneers.
I'm kind of on the board with that, Carla, because I'm at the moment looking. I start Invisalign next month because I'm at the age now where my teeth they're just going to keep getting worse and worse. So even though I look after them as best I can because of genetics, at her age, at 14, yeah, you're right. She could have a decent set of chompers without having to fork out big bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I've got veneers, so I can't say anything with that, and I love them. It's the best thing I did. So if she wants veneers, that's not a big, I think, you know, a lovely smile. And you can have all these braces, you can have all this, but to me, honestly, if you want that perfect smile, veneers are the way forward.
Does she have aspirations for this reality TV bollocks?
Yes, she does. She wants bollocks, yes, she wants to be on Love Island.
Why? Oh, yeah. Why? And you're a mum, you should be like, you know what goes on there. You know what they do on Love Island, and they're not, you know, monogamous or anything like that.
It's like she's selling her off.
Well, they go over there, Carla, and then they do things in the night.
In the night. I know, but she's just so desperate to be in Love Island. In the UK, especially, it is such a popular show. So many young girls and guys want to be on that.
Mm. Well,
But I want to be on Doctor Who, but that's not going to happen either. You just got to know when to cut your losses and go, right, well, I'll do that English exam and I'll try my hardest now. Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she does study, obviously, but she's just more creative. She's so talented in creative stuff like dance, things like that.
Well, then once you just keep doing that, if she keeps doing her dance, she'll sculpt a nice little bod for herself, like John Travolta.
Real way.
John Travolta got his nice bum from all his dancing and all that, and now he does, you know, not much, but he's still got that nice bum.
Yeah, I mean, it's just her dream. I will support her dream. She looked up to people like the Kardashians, like I said. She loved all of that. So I can't sit there and say, don't like that, because I love the Kardashians. I want to be on The Jungle. I want to be on I'm a Celebrity. So how can I be telling my daughter, don't be on Love Island? But hey, I really want to go in The Jungle. That's okay.
Well, why don't you go do it then? Leave her at school.
I will if I get a chance.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, look, Carla. Thanks for jumping on. I reckon this has been blown out of proportion. All she's done is said that she wants to support her daughter to make her own choices when she hits of age.
Of course.
Like, you're not tampering with your child as she's 14.
No,
of course not.
I mean, I've been branded the most hated woman in Great Britain now. It's quite a prestige.
That magic hat gets passed around quicker than you know, mate.
And you're still a caring, beautiful mum.
Thank you. But you guys are great.
That being said, your daughter doesn't need any surgery, in my opinion.
I agree. The most beautiful attribute is confidence.
Sorry that you're the most hated person in the UK at the moment, or you feel you are. I mean, it's just a shame Theresa May stepped down when she did, otherwise that mantle would be taken still.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up on your radio. Let's go! Trending now
at hits.com.au.
And a very happy Thursday to Dean McCarthy, who joins us live from LA.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Hello. I cannot believe it's over officially with Liam and Miley Cyrus. He's filing for divorce, even after reports of family saying, look, it's just a breakup. They've done it for the past 10 years.
Yeah, here's the deal, right? So everyone is talking about this. It's on every single media outlet because they only just broke up. Now, he is livid. He must be really livid to do this so fast and so, you know, certainty, I guess you could say. Like, basically, here's the deal, right? So, as you know, Miley has been out hooking up with this girl, Caitlin Carter is her name. They've been in Mexico, they've been driving around LA in their convertible, and last night they were out making out at a club. Liam's livid. He's obviously very upset and went, you know what, I'm done. So they're not even going to try and reconcile. He's not even letting the water cool. He's just like, boom, I'm out of there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the media has been working overtime to kind of paint him as the bad guy, but I think it's pretty evident that it's the other way around. And, Dean, you'll love this. He was spotted with Chris. Really ripped and hot at Byron
Bay.
Yeah, we were looking at our watches going, could we make it there in time? It's a 6-hour drive.
Yeah, yeah. Not that far. We'll get there in lightning speed to see those two hotties.
Speaking of hotties, Chloe K, what's she done?
Okay, here's what she's done. Okay, you know, I love Khloe Kardashian, and she's so nice in person, and I just love her. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Here's what she did, and she didn't mean it like this, but she posted a photo of her daughter, True, and her niece, Chai, which is obviously short for Chicago, which is Kanye and Kim's daughter. And basically, they were having like a little milkshake or a water or something, and she jokingly said, look, calories don't count on vacation, Chai. Like, honestly kidding. Like, she's super, super kidding. It was a joke. People are upset that she's made a joke about counting calories and put a kid in the thing. People are overthinking it. They're overthinking it.
Yeah, no, that's pretty... I can see where that's happened, because obviously they do their fitness and they do their extreme diets and stuff. But obviously, you're mucking around. It's a baby. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dean knows. He's blunt. Just not happening.
Can't happen.
Don't mess with her.
I just always get on the defense with Chloe because I love Chloe.
Oh, jeez. All right, Dane, you have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you for R&B Fridays tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM.
10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money. Alpha Bucks. Christy and Budge's Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, Christy, we've got Andrew on the line from Port Macquarie. Andrew, what's going on, buddy?
Just heading to work, mate.
Oh, good nice. On you, mate. What do you do?
I'm a service advisor at Medici Motors.
Oh, good on you.
Lovely. Nice. You're just around the corner.
I've done a show from there once, but it was from another...
You have.
What would you splurge $480 on if you won this morning?
John.
I've been looking at a new speaker system.
Oh, nice. Just don't pay it in cash. Because, you know, this whole thing with paying cash now is a bad thing. You could end up going to jail.
If it's over 10 grand.
Yeah,
Christy.
I heard about that.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I'd be frightened even with almost $480.
So here are the rules, Andrew. You got 30 seconds. You got 10 questions. All your answers must start with the same letter. Mm-hmm. Christy's going to give you that letter in just a sec. You got to answer all 10 correctly to win. And we're going to take the first one as well. You can't use the same one twice, but you can pass and we will come back to it. Okay.
No problem.
All right, Andrew, your time starts after this first question, and your letter is B for Bodge.
Okay.
Easy one for you. All righty. With the letter B, name a word relating to art.
Book.
A type of room.
Bedroom.
A 90s band.
Backstreet Boys.
Something you can replace.
Broken land.
A type of cheese. Cheese.
I don't eat cheese.
You can pass. A word ending in C. I love that you don't eat cheese.
That was, do you know what? Do you know what, Andrew? That was very funny.
Completely lost it.
That's okay. Oh, you were smashing it at the start. I thought you were going to get there. Oh, Andrew. All right.
What was the last question?
You're a type of cheese. Oh, no, a word ending in C. Have you got something for us?
No, I've completely lost it.
Thank God there's no swear words to get it pumped out there.
Biopic, ballistic, barbaric. This is barbaric.
Bionic. Yeah, bionic.
Balsamic.
That's a tough one. Jeez,
I'll tell you what a good cheese is, and it's my favourite cheese, brie.
Yeah, I like a nice triple brie.
Cheese, there you go.
Yeah, right, good Andrew. Try, Andrew. Hey, sorry we couldn't give you the cash.
Not only did you have a good crack at it, but you threw a good funny in there as well. Surely you eat a bit of cheese.
No, I don't eat cheese at all.
Are you allergic to it?
No, not allergic to it, I just... Don't eat cheese. Don't like cheese.
Oh, there you go. Oh, sorry we couldn't give you the money today, Andrew. You have a good day anyway.
You too, guys. Thank you very much.
Better luck next time, hey? Oh, that's awesome. I thought we were all cheese lovers here.
I love cheese.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM.
There's new proposed laws where if you pay more than $10,000 in cash, you could make deemed a criminal.
Now, the key word there is proposed laws.
I know. And the frightening word there for most people is that you could be causing a crime by paying your own physical cash.
That is how it sounds.
Yes.
Absolutely right. Now, facing 2 years of jail time and fined $25,000 under a proposed new law is how I read it. Do they want that paid in cash?
Well, that's what they're saying, that limit the use of cash. Well played. Sorry, Roger, I'm a little bit tired this morning. Yeah, Yeah, well, no, don't pay it in cash.
The thing is, I think they are looking at sort of stamping down on what they're calling the black economy. You know, the backroom sort of deals and tax avoidance. And as someone that's worked in a pokey lounge for nearly 10 years in South Australia, I've seen so much just money coming in, drugos coming in, just going, oh, yeah, and just bunging like $300
without, even, poker machine.
Without even looking at the notes because they're laundering the absolute living daylights.
But this is the thing. Under this new proposed law, how can they track? Is it when you're going through businesses? Because surely you actually get a better deal if you do pay for cash when it comes to like buying from a private seller with a car or something like that.
It's true, yeah.
Because you can't really track that because it's sort of you have receipts between the two of you. Mm. But if you go to a proper car dealership, well, is that where you're going to get in trouble if you pay cash? Because I actually purchased a vehicle that was over $20,000 with physical cash from a car dealer.
Yeah, and you taught me about that, actually, because I'm not very good when it comes to buying cars.
And bartering and trying to get a good deal.
Just walk up to him and go, I'll give you $7,000 cash, mate. Give it now, deal.
You do get a better deal. So is that saying that if this law came out, when I just threw over that wad of cash, I would be deemed a criminal?
Well, just make sure it's $9,999
and then go, pay the rest of
and
the
then
line.
Do, look, well, I'll pay for half the car and then go, do you know what? That car's so good, I'll pay for another half of that car. Is that all right? We'll do it separate under $10,000 each.
I feel like it's not just to monitor people to make sure they pick out the criminals. I feel like it's them trying to sway people to actually go and get loans. Yeah. So then the government can make more money. Because this is the trouble that I had when I was much younger. We learnt from a very young age from my parents that saving is the best way forward.
Yes.
And we bought our first cars, as in me and my siblings, they were only $6,000 and things like that, with physical cash. And then we had a lot of money stashed away individually to set ourselves up for life.
Do you still
how hard that... Yeah, I still have cash. You're not going to go and tamper with my bank account. No.
Tell me where your money is. Joke.
But that's the thing. I then wanted to go and get a car loan so I could try and get a credit rating. So then in the future when I wanted to buy my own home, I could actually get it. You know how hard it was to actually get a car loan? And even though I had that amount of money that I needed in the loan, they wouldn't give it to me because I didn't have a credit rating. I'm like, I don't understand. Well, I've got that cash sitting there. I actually don't need the loan, but I'm doing this to help set myself up for life. They wouldn't give it to me. And you know how you have to get a credit rating?
Yeah.
To go and get a credit card. But then they wouldn't give me a credit card because I didn't have a credit rating. It doesn't make sense.
I like that you're the grumpy one at the moment. You're the one going on the rant and I'm the calm, cool, collected one.
But what I don't get is if you want to do the right thing and save your money so then you can go and purchase those things.
Yeah.
It's actually the wrong thing to do. And the stupid government are the ones that are trying to make this happen. They just want you to not pay cash.
Oh, hey, you know you don't drink caffeine. I think you probably need a coffee this morning. But you know what? You are right. I feel like you shouldn't be penalised for spending your own money. You shouldn't be. And small businesses, if I had a dollar for every time I walked into one of my favourite places and they brought an FPOS machine in because so many people are asking to use card, but then they have to charge a surcharge as well because they have to, because it's a cost. So they have to do that. If it was all cash, they'd be happy chappies, you know. We'd all be happy chappies. But we're going towards that cashless society.
Oh, definitely.
That's not even a conspiracy. That's just the thing. They've been trialling it, you know, in parts of Europe and it's doing quite well. I use cash very, very seldom now and it's kind of an event when I do. So I enjoy it when I go to a fair or something like that. Like, was it at Westport Park in Port Macquarie just the other weekend? You take cash with it. Yeah, exactly. So,
but it seems like too much of a hassle now to go and get cash out.
Do you think that it's more about the government needing to make money off of our money in any way they can?
Yes.
Or do you think it's straight away? I haven't even given you the other option yet. I think they're testing the waters to become a cashless society with these kind of laws that they want to bring in. It is still just a proposed new law, but it is a very scary one when you hear that it comes with a 2-year jail penalty as well as $25,000. That's excessive.
Well, that's them trying to stop people from actually doing it.
There's a difference between wanting to track money flow, and also be like sort of taking advantage of everything that we're spending on. I don't want anyone seeing everything that I'm spending on. I go to certain places with cash so that people don't know what I'm buying online, just
Naughty.
In case. That's right.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christian Barge. On Hit FM. Christy and Budge on Hit FM. And cameras. It's Budge in a movie.
Action! That's right. And Christy, I have gone with one of the all-time classics. Do you like musicals?
Oh, no. Please tell me you're not singing.
I'm singing in this one.
Oh, no. So if you think you can guess what movie Bodge is in, give us a call, 13 12 16, after he starts performing in this movie.
I am not even going to give you any part of the story. I am just going to play it and let it go for itself. Aww. Okay, here we go. Let's fade the music down for dramatic effect. Here we go.
I like the chicharroni, like to make it home, or a healthy fish with a big backbone. I'm Abraham De Lacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the alley cat. I've got that wanderlust, gotta walk the scene, gotta kick up highway dust. Fill the grass that's green. Gotta strut them city streets, showing off my eclat. Yeah. Tell them my friends of the social elite, or some cute cat I happen to meet that I'm.
Well, you don't know the song?
You don't know what it's from? I'm confused by what it's from, but just because of your singing.
Well, if you know what it is, call up. It's a very classic song.
You had
song.
To put an effect on that voice, didn't you?
No, not at all. I didn't. Hello, who have we got on the line there?
Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hello.
Can you pick it?
Hi. Yeah, it's Lady in the Tramp. It's excellent.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
It's
no.
The bad singing, wasn't it, Cheryl?
Oh, God.
It threw you off.
Oh, no, it's the cat one.
No, don't say it. We got to take the next caller. I'm so sorry. We can't give you tickets. Oh, do you know what? Bugger it. No, bugger it. You had to sit through my singing. You can have the tickets.
Ah, well done, Cheryl. You're now going to Majestic Cinemas.
Cats and dogs are the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
that was lovely singing, I think.
Did you think that was good?
Yeah, it was excellent.
Would you sit through a whole movie if that was Bodge as the main performer?
Of course.
I know all those words as well.
Wonderful reviews.
I didn't like read that off anything. I know all the words. I know the rest of the song as well.
Do you want to do a duet together, Cheryl and Bodge?
No, because she might not know the rest of the words.
That's right, I don't know the rest of the words.
Really?
You really don't want me singing.
I'm king of the highway, prince of the boulevard, duke of the avant-garde.
Can you just stop?
My backyard.
And cut.
It's my show, I can do what I want, cut. Christy. Right. We'll give you some tickets for the Majestic Cinemas. Whereabouts are you on the Mid-North Coast?
Port Macquarie.
Right. Well, Port Macquarie is probably your local then.
Mm-hmm. Double pass is yours now, Cheryl. Well done.
Jeepers. There we go. Well, stay on the line. We'll grab your details in just a sec. That was Bodge in a movie for Majestic Cinemas. I think I did very well, Christy. I'd like to see you sing a song.
No more musicals, please.
That's a shame because I've got three coming up over the next 3 weeks.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Bodge.
On Hit FM.
You know how December feels like it's over when Christmas happens?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like book week's over now that we've had our big day yesterday.
So you're saying we should have saved it for tomorrow? So we could have finished the week?
I think it was perfect, especially midweek. You need that pick-me-up. And
it
I think going out to school. So we finished the show yesterday and
immediately dressed in our best outfits.
Exactly. We ran straight out to the car, got in it, went to Warhope Public School and had an amazing time.
Yes.
And there was a cake stall as well, which I was very happy about because there's food.
We had little recess with Warhope Public School.
Yeah.
That was really cool, actually, sitting on the little seats that they all are assigned to for their classroom.
Yep.
And we actually got to go into a classroom.
Yeah, this is true.
For U1s.
Absolutely. And do you know what? There was something there, actually. There was a seat called a buddy seat.
Yeah,
which I'd never heard of. And I asked one of the little girls that was on the seat, I said, why does it say buddy seat? Is it because when one of the schools I went to, buddy class was if you'd been bad and you'd go to buddy class.
Oh, really?
I don't know why it was called that. But I thought,
we had a buddy thing where you were assigned a person that was like maybe 3 years older than you.
Sure.
And that was your buddy.
Yeah.
Well, that would mentor you.
Well, this was a bit different. She said, this is where you go when you don't have any friends. And I said, what do you mean you don't have any friends? And she goes, oh, I've got friends. I just wanted to sit down. I was like, okay, but what do you mean about the seat? And she goes, well, if you've got no friends, then you sit here and then other people come and ask you to play.
Mm.
And I thought it was a nice idea, but at the same time, it was the saddest thing I'd ever heard. I was like, I was very, very caught up in all the emotion yesterday, positive and negative, like the sadness of that. But I thought it was a really nice idea.
It was. I think we've made some long-lasting friendships, actually.
Well, yeah.
And it was because Alice in Wonderland made friends with other Alices or even Dorothy's and Goldilocks and Cinderella's.
All right, just say everyone liked your costume. Just say
But hang on, all the Harry Potters went for you. You know what the cutest moment was, though? When one of the ladies, one of the little girls went up to you and she said, "Hey, Barry Potter, your wife Harry Potter's over here."
I was like, well, no, I said Harry was my cousin. I created that character. He's a Hufflepuff and he's the poor Australian cousin of Harry.
But she had the right thing because a little girl was dressed as Harry Potter and it's like, well, you're not Harry Potter, you're Barry Potter, so you two can get married.
Barry and Harry. Well, you can do that these days. But then we went, after Warhope Public School, we went to
Public School.
Yeah, your old stomping ground, so where you went.
Yes, where my original teachers were still there today, 20 years on. So they
should have
seen
them.
That was a bit of a gobsmacked moment for them when they saw me, but you know what was really special for me?
Yeah.
I met a girl by the name of Leela. She is the school captain currently there, and she, because I told them on the microphone while we were there, they announced us and said, welcome to Christy and Bodge. I told them that 20 years ago I was school captain of Westport Public School, and so she came straight up to me and said, oh, I'm just like you. And I said, well, who knows, maybe 20 years later you can be sitting next to someone like Bodge.
God help those teachers if she's anything like you. The first thing one of your old teachers said, Miss Jenkins,
yes.
She said, I've got stories about Christy. I was like, what, from primary school? She's like, oh, mate, if you're holding on to memories about you and there's multiple memories for 20 years, you must have been a real pain in the backside.
Let's just put it this way. I was suspended as school captain and I didn't get to go to my farewell dance.
What did you do?
I'm not going to reveal that one.
Why not?
That's maybe something that Mrs. Jenkins can reveal.
All right, well, we'll get Mrs. Jenkins on, I think. And, you know, it was a really good end to the day as well. I got called into the principal's office, which was great. I haven't done that for ages. I was scared.
Well, you probably thought you were going to get expelled again.
I was only expelled one time. Okay, don't make it a big deal.
But thank you for having us in your schools. I think we've made forever friends with these little primary schools.
Don't get
schools.
Too soppy with it. But if you're, you know, if you're a teacher, a faculty member, or something like that, or even a parent, and you want us to come and just hang out with the kids, do it like that. Seriously, I said to you, Christy, when we were leaving yesterday, of all the things we do on the show, and I know I like to be a bit grumbly and grumpy and whatever else, but that's the fun thing. I love going out and doing it because they're just nice.
They're all nice, but if you ask some of them, they call you Booger Bodge because they reckon you're a little bully.
One person did that. Don't make it a big deal.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
What in the world? All right. What is it?
What's going on?
Who does it belong to?
Well, I hate when that happens, you know.
Where are we going to put that?
Why is everyone screaming?
Who does it belong to?
Christy, we've got an object here and you and I are both going to claim that it belongs to us. One of us will be telling the truth, the other will be lying. Who have we got on the line?
Pray, good morning.
Good morning.
Corinne, now, how good are you at picking up on lies?
Oh, I hope I'm pretty good.
I don't know, I'm a fantastic liar, Corinne.
Oh, he is.
Oh,
yeah. He said it before, he can lie for his country.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, you will win a fabulous prize today. It's one of those great Tessellate towels that are super absorbent and sand-free, fast-drying from tessellate.com. Great for Father's Day as a gift.
Thank you.
On Christy's head, Corinne, is my hat.
Oh, like you think that it's your hat, Bodge.
You get in quick and you start the story.
Okay.
So I'm already locked. Oh, hang on.
Don't tell her. Oh. She'll guess it straight away. Now, Corinne, this hat that I have on my head, it's a big black cowboy's hat. Now, this one I've had for about 5 years. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this festival. It's called Mumbles of Music. It was a big thing on the annual calendar in Brisbane. And my partner and I, Michael, we go to it each and every year. Now, 5 years ago, I actually forgot my cowboy hat. Now, Mudball's a music. Mud's all about the four-wheel driving. Music's all about the country artists. And, of course, the rodeo is the bulls. So, anyway, when you go there, literally everyone is wearing their check shirts and their cowboy hats. So you kind of stick out if you're the one that doesn't have one. And I forgot my damn Akubra this one particular year. So I couldn't go without.
Yeah.
And now they have heaps of stalls there where you can buy your cowboy shirt, you can buy all the big belted buckles. There's all the Akubra, there's all the R.M. Williams, and there's a Wrangler stall. Now, this lovely lass, She had the biggest cowboy hat ever. And she says to me, what are you in the market for? And I'm like, look, I just want something that complements my hair and my pink check shirt. And she's like, well, you got to go big. The trend this year is big statement pieces. And because you're blonde, you don't actually go with a light colour hat. So she said, look, here's a big black one with a big raised top. It's huge, but it fits you perfectly. And you can tell, if you were seeing me right now, Corinne, you would know it's the perfect fit for my head. And you know what? Since then, 5 years ago, I've never wore it again because I prefer my actual Lacubra over this one.
Corinne, I think it would have sufficed if you just said, I bought it at a festival.
No, because there's a big story behind my bosom music. It was the biggest thing on the Brisbane calendar.
I'll tell you the
truth
now.
People travel from far and wide, Corinne, to go to that thing.
Corinne, hold on.
Put it on. I want to see if it fits your head, Butch.
Hold on to your hat, mate, because I'm going to... No, I'm not going to put it on.
No, you have to put it on. You've got to convince people when they see it.
Just in case
see, it doesn't
fit.
See, that's why it's not your hat.
Because, no, what happens with these hats is they do shrink. They do shrink, Corinne, so it might not fit on there just at the moment. But I did buy that about 7 years ago when I was dating my first American girlfriend, Jackie.
Mm.
And I went over to Sedona, Arizona, and we went shopping. And then this was bought in Flagstaff, where she is. And, I bought this hat. I originally wanted a Stetson, but they said, sorry, the Stetsons are for people with round-shaped heads. Yours is kind of oblong on top. So I was a bit disappointed with that because you go over wanting a Stetson. They're like, we'll give you a Wrangler. I'm like, don't want a Wrangler. I want a Stetson. I want a real cowboy hat. So in the end, I got a Wrangler. And that's about where the story ends. So, Corinne.
You're not even an outdoorsy bloke. Corinne, can you really believe that?
Corinne, come on, mate. Team Bodgy all the way, hey?
No, I think Chrissy's telling the truth.
Are you absolutely sure, though, that you want to go with that answer?
I think so, yes.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. I was telling the truth, Corinne. I was telling the truth.
Nice try, though.
Give her the towel anyway.
I'll give you the towel, Corinne. Thanks for trying.
The pink shirt. And the blonde hair with the black hat, that sounded right to me.
Ah, see, I'm really good at just telling those finer details, Bodge.
Yeah, well, do you know what?
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
I was playing games with you.
You know what it was, Corinne? Do you think it's because he's not an outdoorsy bloke that you just didn't believe the fact that he'd actually own a cowboy hat?
That's right.
Incorrect, Corinne. And now you don't get the towel. No, you get the towel.
Oh, thanks for playing. It's a great game, isn't it?
Thank you. It is too. You have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thank you. Hey, Chrissy, where did we get the towel from again? Those people are great.
Tessellate.com is where you need to go. The super absorbent, fast drying towels, heaps of cool designs. This one's got a bunch of skulls all over it. I can't even say skulls this morning.
No.
That would seem like the fake story if I was trying to tell that one.
Right. Well, you can go there and get one for yourself as well. Great for Father's Day. That's coming up. You're going to the beach. Great weather as well. For the beach, what, 20, 22, 23 today?
Yeah, but just don't go out in the swell.
Oh, yeah, don't go out today. Not today. No, dangerous today.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up on your radio.